President.
Well, you must feel pretty good about your market today.
Oh, my God, I'm beginning to wonder what's gotten into those fellows.
Yeah. Well, it shows you that the whole business, when it went down, was just nonsense.
Oh, of course it was.
Now it's coming up, and it's still nonsense. There's nothing really changed.
Well, it's unbelievable how they overreact either on the downside
or
the upside.
Yeah. But also, the volume would indicate that folks are in it to an extent.
Well, they are. I had several calls from Wall Street fellows today that we've been talking to, and they said, no question, institutional investors are back in, the small investors are back in, and they had over 20 million shares.
21 million, yeah.
And that's a fantastic day. Plus, very, very good move in New York. They now feel the economy has completely turned around. Feel that the international situation is on the verge of being solved. Economic statistics are good. Chris McCracken, for the last 2 days, has been putting out very, very bullish statements.
Actually, McCracken had figures earlier that he could have been bullish about if he'd ever said it.
It's
just unbelievable.
Yes, it is. It really is. He called me this afternoon. I had him working today on the automobile company to get them to put real pressure on Wilbur Miller.
Right.
And when I talked to Paul, I said, I've been following the things you've been saying, and it's really great. He said, well, hell, the economy is really tremendous. And I said,
he said that?
Yes, sir. I'll be damned. And I thought to myself, God, he said, you know, he's had these figures for a year that we've all been believing are good. And if Paul keeps putting it
down. But Paul now really believes it is turning up, doesn't he?
He said this afternoon, he said, there isn't any question. All of the statistics, I'm now convinced that it's on its way up. And he said, I think that regardless of what happens to the tax bill, as a matter of fact, I made the point to him that you should shake up the automobile companies because
I'm going to veto it.
They're going to be hurt. And he said, hell no, they're not going to be hurt. He said that all the basic indicators are now coming in very strong. And
does he happen to? He's taking into account the possibility that I'm going to veto it. Not a possibility. Certainty of vetoing a tax bill, you think.
Well, Henry Ford this morning, who, of course, remains, unfortunately, a dominant influence with the automobile dealers and the manufacturers, was saying that he didn't really think he'd veto. And I asked Paul to call him to tell him that.
Certain?
Absolutely. That there just was no equivocation about it. And Paul called me back, and he said, well, he still isn't worried because he thinks that sales are going to go with or without the investment tax credit or the excise tax appeal. So not at all concerned about it.
Good.
But there's a hell
of
a change.
Let these dealers cough up the money.
Well, we've got them working, President. We've got telegrams out today to their people here. To all of the dealers, and I understand that Wilbur Mills' office is absolutely besieged with people. He wasn't returning calls. It did no good, as I guess you heard.
Oh, yes. Well, he's decided to face us down.
He's going to play it all the way. And we're just going to have to look him on the House floor. It's going first to the House. Perhaps also.
Is there any chance to, I know that, but is there any chance to beat it in the House?
I think so. I really believe so.
really do. When will it come up?
Well, whenever they report it back from conference, which they may have finished tonight. The last report I had was at 7 o'clock at night. That's
Then would they vote tomorrow, maybe, in the House?
Let's see. The first
or Friday?
Possibly Friday. It could come up this week. I've forgotten the parliamentary rules tonight, whether they can bring it up. Whether they can refer it back on the same day.
On this one, what convinces me that the veto is essential is that so many of our party guys have gotten so far off the limb. If I do, they'd be horribly disappointed.
I think this is...
We'd have a revolution, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir. Our options are foreclosed. Bob Dole, I tried to get him to have a press conference today and really take out the check on him. He said, well, is the president really going to be there? And I said, oh, just Bob, I'll lay my life on the line in this one. And all of these fellows, we've had to really convince him, and I think we would have to stick with it. And I think I think, Mr. President, we've come out on the better side of the issue publicly. I'm now convinced that
a lot of people don't.
They just don't like the idea of the Federal Treasury being raided. Surprisingly, magazines like Time, a lot of the cartoonists, I've been surprised at the support that we've had for
beginning to see it.
Yes, sir.
about time.
He really knows. God, I don't have the personal place, but he really whacked it. I talked to Bill Rogers, who's giving the speech tonight. He was going to try to work it into the
room.
All of the cabin fellows I talked to in the last.
Volpe ought to hit it. Good God, he's a politician.
Yeah, Volpe and Richardson, I haven't talked to either one of them because they didn't have a warrant. Romney and Rogers both did it.
That's good.
But we'll keep the heat on it. Bill Timmons feels that the odds are, say, at least 50-50 that we'll be able to win it on the House floor, and I think...
Well, if we don't, then, of course, we go down the road of the veto, and then what happens?
Well, then you call it, if necessary, call the Congress back and tell them, by God, they're going to have to pass the tax bill for the country and not try to hang on something that is as revolutionary as this is, that hasn't had a day of hearing in either house. I think he'd win that issue. I really do. Your speech went well today, but CBS gave it a hell of a good report.
Well, it wasn't much of a speech in terms of the audience that heard of this. It was very low key. But,
well, it didn't come through as low key on television. In fact, of all things, Dan Rather said that at the end he got a standing and sustained ovation from the young crowd. And the crowd chest was just superb while you were there.
They're beautiful people, yeah.
Well, CBS,
beautiful people.
For a change, gave us a decent break into that.
Maybe they liked the speech.
Well, they had a couple of minutes of your speech, and they had a lot of shots of the kids, so it was very, very good. And then they had the scenes at the end of the youngsters standing up and applauding. Rather came on and said that he received a tremendous ovation at the end.
Well, you know, this stock market thing is typical of the problem of our times. Yeah, there's nothing different today than it was 5 days ago.
No.
The market's up 47 points now. All that it is simply a change in the psychology of these clowns.
That's exactly.
And frankly, the market will hang about here at 850 for a while. Go up some more. It's going to be bullish. You can be sure of that.
Well, the long term is clearly bullish. I think the rise of 47 points in 4 days is almost too much. Right?
All it did was, of course, to technically correct what it done previously. Now it'll hang here for a while. That's all right.
I thought it would hang today. I didn't see it.
Oh, no. This is the folks getting. You can see that 21 million shares.
When you get that kind of volume, it is.
Yeah, folks got it.
Suddenly see the move.
Might go up again tomorrow.
Well, we have very good economic
information. What are those you were talking about?
It really is most encouraging. The new orders for durable goods will
finally went up. They've been going down for 6 months.
That's correct. We have the big one, which the statistics one, I don't think the public will, is the quarterly plant and equipment forecast, which shows almost a 7% rise. And that's a very significant figure that the bankers and the analysts and the people that watch this, and then of course the conference board survey, which sets out
the conference board survey was finally turned out to be positive. Didn't it?
Yes, sir.
Very positive. A little bit negative here.
Then there was another poll that I heard on the car radio coming home. I don't know who it was, but it sounded like a Chamber of Commerce type poll. Businessmen saying that they expected a sharp upturn. The business council was meeting here this week.
Those assholes.
Well,
I'm not going to speak to them. You know?
No,
I'm doing it deliberately. Flanagan, of course, is disappointed, but I'm not going to do it.
No, I don't think you should. I don't think.
What do you think?
With the damn.
Well, they haven't done anything for us when we've needed them.
Nope.
Why should we go in before them now?
The only people that I'm interested in are the retailers here, like Lazarus.
Yeah.
The suggestions they made. Might want to see them for a few minutes. Let them go out and tell the
say not a bad idea.
That they're going to have the biggest Christmas in history, which they believe. Metcalf is the
good Sears. Good, they're all good men.
Well, they're the, my God, they're the.
Will they say it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They really.
Well, if I can see that list, I can see that before I see the old lady at 3 o'clock.
Well, we've sent something into you that Bob will talk to you that morning. It may or may not be worthwhile. If they say what they're saying to us privately, and they'll go out and say it publicly, then it's just more fuel on the fire. Then we have, on Friday, the wholesale price figures and the unemployment figures.
Yeah, we don't know what they are yet.
No, I'll know in the morning, but McCracken thinks that we're going to get a good break on unemployment.
You don't. I mean, you do, but Hudson says it's going to go up.
Hudson thinks that it'll stay the same or go up a tenth, and Paul thinks it's going to be down.
Well, if it goes up a tenth, there's no problem.
No, exactly.
If it goes down,
it's a hell of a trap to have for.
Yeah, it just creeps down. We don't, you see, as I said, it can't go down. It goes down a tenth a month. That's just too much to expect. We've got to expect it to bubble up and down.
Well, that's right. Of course, we've got a rash. Good stuff that
the wholesale price index should be good.
That should be good, yes, sir.
It won't go down again. It can't do that. Certainly isn't going to go up much.
But it won't go up much because the way in which they take that, we're going to get the carryover benefit from the freeze for about 2 months. Same thing in the CPI.
What more do you hear from the labor?
Well,
we're inviting Fitzsimmons to the dinner for the Canadian.
Yes, sir. I put his name in and a couple of other fellows. Back over today. I
told him to find one more. I didn't want to have just him.
Well, I suggested Joe Burns.
He's been a little rough on us.
But he broke the meeting. He supported the China trip.
Have the old bastard.
Yeah, he publicly disagreed with me, which is why I'd like to give him a little recognition. He issued a statement at Miami saying that he didn't agree with me. Got himself in a lot of hot water. And I think it kind of rubbed it in the media. Recognize Joe Burns. Meany apparently is not in good health.
Oh, really?
I got a report.
Not serious.
It could be. I got a report today, Mr. President, that may or may not be accurate because I can't sort of get it through the back door. But he has had apparently some damage to the heart.
Yeah.
And fatty tissue or whatever the medical people understand. They say the first 7 days is the most critical. If he comes through that, that's tomorrow, so it would appear that he's not any imminent danger. He will nonetheless have a kind of a debilitating condition for a period of time. So he may be,
will he be out of the hospital?
They won't let him out before the 7 days are up, but he'd get out this weekend, I would think, if there are no complications. But I'm not certain that he will be able to stay on in that job for a long period of time. And that I don't know yet. So I've had the cash and the checking report.
Well, of course, it's better that he stay on as far as we're concerned.
Oh, hell, I'd rather see him than anybody else. Unless we get a very unlikely break that falls off with it. The reaction all around the country, we've benefited from that situation with many, both with the public and with the labor people. We've heard a hell of a lot of labor guys who they respect you all the more. That you went in there and just had the courage to say it like it was. It's been a hell of a benefit for them. And Hudson, I had meetings with him this week. He's over the year from all kinds of people. We admire the president. I don't think we lost a damn thing with Lakeland. I think we gained, possibly gained with Lakeland. I'm damn sure we gained with the public.
Heard any more from Sendlinger as well as what his stuff is showing?
Yep, his index is out again today, up another point.
Still up?
He's up to one, almost to 129 as a critic. He's up to 128.8. Now that's the highest in 2 years. I talked to him today. He said the boom is on.
The boom is on.
Yes. He said it's just now a matter of time for business to catch on to it. But the consumer sentiment has risen for 15 out of the
Okay.